This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Schools in New Mexico are falling apart. At least that's the conclusion of Searchlight New Mexico's analysis of data from the state. Some 320,000 New Mexico kids are back in school buildings that, according to the report, have serious problems. They reviewed 18,000 records related to 700 schools in the state and found that systems of 4 out of 5 of them have either reached or exceeded their lifespan. 22% are on the edge of system failure. Nearly 150 schools are operating despite reports that some systems are really dangerous. But that's not all. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
As examples, Searchlight New Mexico and the Santa Fe New Mexican related that this March, inspectors found that 6 sets of exterior doors at Newcomb High School in San Juan County were really hard to open, and that's a danger to kids needing to get out quickly. The list goes on and on. Research has shown, the article says, that there's a greater amount of illness among students and teachers, which affects attendance. They also find that schools with physical problems lead to higher truancy rates, more suspensions, but that good lighting and acoustics do the opposite. More after this. According to the school professionals who responded to requests for information for the New Mexican article, they said that getting money from the state is really hard to repair or replace systems. It is, they said, easier for construction. Bobby Gutierrez, the superintendent in Española, said while the state tried to make the system equitable, it hasn't really worked. Gutierrez said, quote, I look at a facility like Cleveland High in Rio Rancho, a beautiful facility, one of the highest performing schools in the state. Then I look at Española Valley High School. I want for my kids here in Española what my granddaughter had at Cleveland High School. I think my kids deserve that. We don't have a way to pay for that. End quote. David Abbey, the head of the Legislative Finance Committee and chair of the Public Schools Capital Outlay Council, said capital funding for schools has increased to $2.5 billion. Abbey said, quote, we're a model for the nation in how to manage our schools' infrastructure in an equitable way and complying with the constitutional requirements for adequacy, end quote. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
None of the funding methods is easy, and they all come with significant strings. Maybe some significant changes need to come from the legislature. In 2017, the state estimated it would take $188 million a year to maintain school facilities. In 2017, the Capital Outlay Council awarded $14 million to 3 districts. Something is amiss. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.